Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Let me reiterate that. Reiterate that again for you. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And there is nothing in this God-created universe or in the universe that there ever could be that is greater than being, I'm looking at the wrong thing, Jeffrey, or am I? Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Yesterday when I was on my walk, I lost my wind guard. This little wind guard right here. And even in the video I talked about that the wind guard, I didn't have it. I don't know if I lost it yesterday or the day before, but I noticed it was gone, I guess, in the video yesterday. So it must have been the day before. Now, the fun in the games that I play are games, are practical games in regards to the everyday mechanical steps of administration of life. Meaning, I went through the whole rigmarole of actually see if I can replace it. Do I need to replace it? No, probably not. Could I make a makeshift wind guard? I probably could. But it's more fun and I enjoy going through the logistics of seeing what's out there. Seeing what the internet has to offer, the capability of purchase power, Amazon, eBay out there, whatever's out there. So this morning I even Googled, you know, Movo is the name of the mic, you know, windscreen. It's just to see what I could find out there. Went to the website, looked around, you know, didn't see anything too promising, but, you know, just walking. You know, so I'm just, you know, just trying to go through the logistics of seeing if I needed to replace that, if it was possible. How wonderful life is when you're capable of exploring and finding the things that you need. And this, all that, again, goes into being Jeffrey. The capability of getting what I want. The capability of finding what I need. So I'm looking and I'm Googling and I didn't see nothing. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe I could take a sock or find something and put it over it, you know, just kind of cover it if I need to be. You know, so I'm walking, chilling. And granted, mind you, I'm actually thinking about it. Now, I wasn't thinking about it the whole time. But at this particular time, I just happened to be thinking about it. Because I had just done some stuff and I was like this and like that. And I even bought, and you get two of them when you buy the microphones. So I bought the extra one, you know, to use going forward. Because I figured the other one was gone. So I'm walking. Now remember, this is like 4.5 miles, people. And I'm walking and right at that second, I look down on the ground and that son of a bitch was there. I looked down on the ground and that thing was there. It messed me up. And, you know, that's what it is for me. My experience. This is my experience as Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Literally, I got all fired up. I was like, oh, because I was thinking about, should I make a video? I don't feel like making a video today. You know, the sun's in front of me. I should make a video walking this way since the sun to be on my face, blah, blah, blah. You know, just going through my morning conversation with myself. My morning, you know, everyday walk, because I don't have music on, I don't have podcasts on when I'm walking. It's just me and the voice in my head. So I'm going through that, and, you know, and I look down, and I seen that black thing down there on the ground. I mean, imagine, just imagine the exhilaration from that. Now, well, I ain't even going to say whether, well, okay, this is for the sake of the story. Whether you believe this has happened or not. Whether you believe it's real or not, whether you believe that, you know, maybe just imagine if it was you and it was something that, you know, you were kind of thinking about and it was something that, you know, nothing that you hold precious, but, you know, something that, you know, is yours. And I even looked in the car before I came to work. I mean, before I started this walk, I went out and looked in the car for it because I figured it may have fell out when I pulled my other camera out. And I looked for the car for it. So it was on my mind. It was a thing. You know, it was a minor thing, but it was something to play with, you know, in my mind. Like I said, these are the games I play. You know, I don't play Tetris or Solitaire, or I don't have those Candy Crush games. These are the games that I enjoy playing, where I'll try to figure out airfare to go back to Ohio for a citywide reunion or get together at South High School so I can tour the high school anyway on August 13th or August 10th or something like that. But anyway, you know, just to go through, you know, travel to see if I can do it. Those are things I enjoy. So, you know, I'm going through that and I'm walking and I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, blah, blah. And I look down and I see that damn thing. Oh, my God. Just imagine you, something that you had just lost, something, you know, you were looking for, something that you were, your mind was kind of focused on, and you look down and see it. It's like the universe rewards me. It's like sometimes I feel, oh, you know, sometimes I definitely feel I'm in harmony with the things around me and the people around me and the events and the way things are around me. And I have an understanding of it so that these kind of things happen to me all the time. You know, I still get excited about it because I got really excited. In fact, it had me get out the camera and start talking to it. Get off the phone, camera, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And start talking to it. And just to have, and this is how I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning knowing I can do and have anything I want or believing it, whether it's true or not. Again, whether it's true or imagined, I believe it. That's my faith. A lot of people have faith in God, faith in Jesus. They thank Jesus for waking them up. They thank God for, you know, protecting them. God for this, God for that. They have faith that everything will be okay because of God. Real or imagined, God doesn't even have to exist. God doesn't have to exist. The faith has to exist. And it's the faith that carries these people, these religious people. Because faith, by definition, means you don't have evidence. You don't have proof. You just place your faith in it. Because if you know you got God, that ain't faith. If you know God exists, that's not faith. That's something else. And a lot of people have testimony to that, and they believe it. It makes them a happier. And I was going to say better person, but I meant better functioning person. When you wake up knowing or feeling or expecting things to go your way, you're just a better operating human being. And that's how I wake up. And then, like I said, not only do I wake up thinking I can have or do anything I want in this life, that I believe that things will work for me once I go about doing those things or trying to accomplish those things. And then to look down and see that thing on the ground, oh, my God. Oh, my God. In fact, I got the other one in my pocket. Y'all want to see it? I'm going to pull it out so y'all can see it. That's how I lost it already. I'm going to pull it out so you can see it. See, I put it in a little bag. See it? See it in the bag? I looked down, I saw that thing, and my heart just jumped. And the whole, my heart just jumped. My adrenaline went up. It's just these little rewarding things. It's the little things. It's the little things. Okay. It's the little things alongside the big things that I've worked to accomplish. Yeah, I've been to Paris. Yeah, I've been to Egypt. I've been all around the world. I did the big things. I had to work and accomplish those big things. And once I feel once I'm, quote unquote, satisfied or reach a level of accomplishment that where I can feel, you know, I feel good about that. I feel good that I did that. Because there was times when I'm wanting, you know, when I'm wanting something or I feel like I need something or I'm lacking something, or there's experience that I really, really, really want to have or something like that, you know, that's on my mind. But, you know, I'm at a place now that where, you know, I've traveled the world in the seven seas because everybody's looking for something. I've done this, I've done that. I've seen this, I've seen that, I've seen that. So I feel accomplished. I'm satisfied because I don't know if it's ego, but I definitely have ego. There's no doubt about that. But I feel that human beings are functional beings, and the sense of accomplishment is very important, which is also why, another reason why I think heaven, as we know it, won't work. We need to have ups and downs. We need to have a sense of accomplishment. If we're in a place where it's bliss, no problems, no conflicts, and everything is just, you're just happy, we're not built to handle that. We're, as the beings we are, we aren't built to handle that. We're functional creatures. We need to be doing something, finding something, going someplace. Or, and in some cases, even I've seen it in families where, and people where, when things are going well and there's nothing to worry about, they'll invent something to fuss about. You know, there is something about the accomplishment. And I believe we need that. So we need those ups and downs. We need to lose things and then find them like that. And again, where my faith lies, and I guess you could call it a faith, but it might not be, because it's based on experience. A lot of it's based on experience, and I think a lot of it could be mapped out and explained as far as why I believe, or my faith in life, my faith in mankind, my faith in the universe, for lack of a better word, my faith of this system we live in, the Sun-Earth ecosystem, the planet Earth, the way things work, physics, all that. My faith in that, I believe, my faith in that is that it works for me. It's out there working for me. I don't think it's against me. I don't think it's a struggle. I don't think it's something that needs to be bent or broken to make work for me. I don't think it needs to, something has to be attacked or defended against. In fact, I welcome it. I welcome in what the day has to bring, what life has to bring. And that's where I find a harmony. And to try to maybe squeeze this in, long time ago, when I found that Buddhism and the Eight Noble Truths, and I learned that all pain or whatever comes, suffering comes from a lack of want or something. I forget how to put it now, but it's in that Buddhist vein that where it all comes from wanting or desire. And I kind of started understanding things from that perspective. So I began to adjust what I wanted. I'm telling that wrong. That's wrong. It's something like that, but I can't. It's been so long. I've moved on so far from that thinking. I'll have to go revisit it. I'm sure I got it in one of my web pages somewhere. The Eight Noble Truths. I bet you when I read it, I'll get it. I'll figure it out. But it started there to where desire, I think desire was the root of all suffering or something like that. And then once I started understanding life like that, and not in a biblical God sense or karma or this. Now, I do like karma as a entity or as a thing. I probably don't believe in. I may not believe in the traditional definition or idea of karma, but I do believe things come back to you. If you're not in harmony, it'll come back to you. Like, this is a certain person in our building who, you know, takes their dog out, you know, big old dog, you go out and poop. And I'm looking at this person, and I'm like, I know this nigga don't pick up behind his dog. So I know he don't. You know, I stereotype. And so, you know, he'll walk him, and I never seen it. You know, so I just say, okay. You know, because he's young, you know, he just looks like, you know, demographically speaking, yeah, there's a racial component to why I said that. And, but just the youth and that whole demographic, the way it plays out in 2024. And so, and I'm like, You know, if I was to see him, you know, let his dog poop and did not pick it up, I'm gonna say, hey, you know, you not gonna clean that up? You know, and then my expected reaction for him would be, you know, then he may even come at me and say, what you gonna do about it or something like that. So I ain't gonna do nothing. I don't have to. So I'm not gonna get involved. You're not that important to me for me to get involved. Life will take care of it. Just the way that you're living. That ideology or that way that you handle stuff in itself, I believe that life will correct it. I don't have to. If you're living in a disharmony. And another thing, maybe that isn't a disharmony. Maybe, you know, even though there's laws about it, and, you know, and everybody says don't let, you know, leaving poop out, leaving your dog, let your dog poop in other places seems obviously out of step or out of tune or unmannerly or unprotocol or whatever. I'll let history and life determine that. Whatever, if you have that attitude to do that, I don't got to correct you. I ain't going to waste my time. I'll let life do it. Somebody else is eventually who has the time and the moment and the energy to check you or step to you will do it. Or there'll be some circumstance that'll come back on you later. I ain't got to get involved. I just wanted to bring it up to you, let you know that I know. And I'm cool. After that, I'm done. You know, I'll look at you and smile. Go on about your life. I'm going to go about mine. You know. And then that way, and this is truly how I believe. This is truly what I think. So, going forward, I'm not carrying any energy. I'm not carrying any negative energy. I'm not carrying any like, I wish he would have, you know. That doesn't stick with me. I'm like, you'll get yours. And I'll truly believe that. Now, if that's karma, I don't know. But I just believe life is, I was going to say life is a bitch, but it's not. Life is a beast. Life is humbling. It's wonderful. It's everything. It's everything if you know where to look for it. It's humble, and to me, it's humbling. It'll humble me every time in the most little insignificant way. It'll just let me know that, Jeffrey, you think you got it all figured out, but watch this. And you'll go, oh my God, I don't believe it. Just like the little finding the microphone today. You know, I know life works for me like that. You know, a lot of times I expect life to work for me. And then sometimes I get a feeling where I don't quite depend on it. Well, sometimes I might. I won't depend on it. But I'll put myself in a position to where life may need to twist in my direction for things to happen the way I want them to. And it usually does. I don't do that often, though. I don't do that often. I like to have my things kind of nailed down and pretty much thought out and in place. And then whatever I do it that way, then whatever above and beyond happens is gravy. And it makes it, you know, even nicer. Just like, you know, me looking for the microphone, try to replace it. You know, putting a plan in place to get it replaced should that come to that. Or, you know, finding my own practical means to do it. Not waiting on the universe to do it. Not even depending on the universe to do it. Not even thinking the universe will do it. And actually looking for it, finding out where I left it, going through the logistics of life and the strategic, practical, what's the word, practical procedures or whatever I went through to find it, getting that done. And then turning around and have it pop up on the ground. I mean, to look down and see that thing there. I mean, you just gotta, I guess another thing I want you to do is just try to understand how that will make you feel. Or how that made me feel. Or better, how that would make you feel. You know. Just to have that happen. for something like that to be a part of your life, you know, to just expect, or not expect, but expect is a strong word, but to be used to that kind of stuff, to have that kind of stuff as part of your worldview or your perspective, that things like that happen to you. I'm talking about without even having to think, without having to be reminded, without having to read a mantra in the morning or say a prayer or anything, just to have it inherent in you. As soon as you wake up, boom, Jeffrey here. It's Jeffrey time. Jeffrey's world. Let's go out and see what this wonderful day has for us. And see that thing on the ground again. I keep going back to that. It was exhilarating. It was like, oh my God. It just put such a smile on my face. And I guess you could say a joy in my heart. Or I don't know what the right words are. But whatever it was, I was just like, wow. It's like, wow. You know. Of course, I picked it up and I was going to use it. But it's broken. Somebody probably ran over it or stepped on it or something. And it's broken. I don't know if it can be repaired or not. But by that, because I actually tried to put it on to use it and it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't snap on. And I looked at it and it's definitely, you know, misaligned or a part looks like it's broken off. But by that time, that's not the point. By that time, that's just not the point. You know, and then, of course, now that I got it, and even though it's broken, I'm going to go back, you know, and put more effort into getting it to work. Even if I can find one online that I could buy for free, I mean, that I could buy the whole story and the whole, this whole event that happened goes into me trying to get this one working, get that one working again. I mean, that's just how life goes for Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And when I say my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, that's what I mean. Every time you hear me, you can probably hear in the tone the way I say it. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. There is nothing I love more than being Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm not sure if I love Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm sure I do. But what I love most is being Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. The capability and the thing that I built, the thing that I've evolved to, as I said before, the thing that we evolved, everything around me, everything I've ever come in contact with, every person I've ever talked to, from family, friends, babysitters, teachers, bosses, co-workers, teammates, nemesis, enemies, detractors, all of it went into building this person that I so love so much, being this person that I love being so much. There's nothing, there's absolutely nothing in this universe higher or greater than becoming the person that you always wanted to be. There can't be anything higher than that. It's impossible by definition. That's probably why I've worded it that way, because it's impossible. There could be nothing greater than that. Nothing. I might dive into the more specifics of that in another podcast, if this is a podcast. Or is this a Jeffrey cast? Or is it just me talking about Jeffrey? What is it? But anyway, Jeffrey TV, you think it's a joke? Not a joke, but you think it's an accident that it's called Jeffrey TV? It's Jeffrey TV. My whole production, my studio at home, to where I got a one-bedroom apartment, and the center point is the studio. As soon as you walk in the door, everything is built around the studio. I sit at that desk, do what I do. Years and years, years of experience and development went into that to get it to where it is now. I don't want to say to where, yeah, I guess I could say where I want it. Well, if I say where I want it to be, means that it sounds kind of finite and finalized. It is ever evolving. Like I'm thinking about making a change now to it to accommodate camera angles and just, you know, just as you go on, you just improve this, improve that, improve that. Then over the years, it accumulates. And while you're doing all these little improvements over the years that, you know, just kind of come to mind, you're still in production. You're just getting better at what you're doing. Because I've been saying, hey, this is Jeffrey Jeffrey TV for maybe 20 years now. Or whenever I got the domain. You know, I've been talking to cameras, trying to get microphones together, do this, do that for probably 20 years. I always wanted to broadcast. Even CB radios, way back then. You know, I always wanted to broadcast or talk. I had my own BBS, bulletin board system. Computers could dial in. I always wanted to, you know, have a platform, build a platform, or be on a platform. So that's why that studio dominates my living area, my living environment, because that's what it's all about. I don't need a living room. I don't need a dining room. I just need a bathroom, kitchen, bedroom, and an office. Because I love to cook. You know, I got to cook and have food. Got to go to the bathroom, and you got to sleep. So that's all I need. And I'm good with it, you know? I'm good with it. Because I remember when in Azusa, when I lived in Azusa, I had a living room and a dining area, but all my computer stuff was in the bedroom, and I never was in the living room or the dining area. I never used it. So things have evolved to where I like them, to where I want them. And I just enjoy ever so much being Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, I'll say that again. For me and for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Oh my God, look, it's a coyote. Hold up, y'all gotta see this. Oh, I need to get the good camera out. Ain't y'all scared? Wow. It was gonna eat you. They probably don't understand English. Wow, you see that? Y'all see that? I had it on low, I got it on low resolution. I seen the coyote over there. I seen the coyotes over there before too. Where was I? Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.